Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Ches Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Ayin, which deals with Tanis Bechoros. There's a relatively short amount of Mechaber, Ramah, and Mishnah Berurah, but there's some beautiful, long Dir Shu footnotes, so we'll try to finish off the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah, and then get to many of the Dir Shu footnotes that are on the back, found on page 30. So let's begin, and with Sif Beis on the very top line. Imchol Erev Pesach B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so the first Seder night would be Motzei Shabbos on Saturday night, so Imchol Erev Pesach B'Shabbos, Yesh Omim Shemisanan HaBechoros B'Yom Chamishi. So then, normally the fast would be on Shabbos, but we don't fast on Shabbos, so we push the fast forward till Thursday. V'Yesh Omim She'enim Misanan Klal. And others say that we don't fast at all in this situation. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkon Hey, that number one, Imchol Erev, the Erev Shabbos, if Erev Pesach over here is on Friday, Pesach is Friday night is the first Seder, so then Yisanu Bosayom, then we do fast on Friday. So it's not also to fast on Friday, but the minhag is that when you have a choice of fasting Thursday or Friday, when Pesach falls out, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, then we move it forward until Thursday. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Vav. V'lo b'yom ha-shishi. You can't fast on the right day, which is Shabbos. That's when Erev Pesach is, so we fast on Thursday rather than on Friday. Kivin she'enos mano, since once is already not the right time, tovi yosu litchos ha'yom ha'chamishi. It's better to do it on Thursday rather than on Friday. Dear Shu footnote number 8 brings down from the Chazon Ish that if you did make a siyum on Thursday, so then you're allowed to go and be yotze with that siyum, and you don't have to fast again on Friday. If for some reason, Dear Shu footnote 9 brings down from Nissan Karol Tzatzal that if you weren't able to fast on Thursday, then you do have to make it up on Friday. Not because of a siyum, whatever reason you couldn't fast on Thursday, so you do have to make it up on Friday. And he adds, L'chatchila, Tzarpa opens a lekablu of Tainis b'yom chamishi b'tfilas mincha. You should ideally, at mincha time on Thursday, accept the Tainis for Friday. However, b'dieved, it comes anyway, because that's the real right time. And if somebody, for example, can't fast on Thursday because he has to go to work, it's a regular workday Thursday, it's not Erev Pesach, so Rav Ozna Zatzal brings down the Kovitz Mesa Levi, Shekivin Shisha Sadchak, it's a regular workday and it's difficult for him, he could be Mekel over here this year, not necessarily every year, Lasso Siyam Biyom Revi Balayla, he could make Wednesday night the Siyam. And he brings down as well from the Shelos Chuz Chavis Yor, Shebesuda Siyam Gam Hayom Shalachrel Bechlala Simcha. So by Yesuda Siyam, so the day afterwards, the Siyam is also Simcha, so if you did it on Wednesday night, because you can't do it on Thursday morning, that would be acceptable as well. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Vim Koshlam Tainis Biyom Chamishi, if it's difficult for a person to fast on Thursday, why? Because Mishum Litzorach Livdok Chomets Belayla, because you can do Bikas Chomets Thursday night. That's the right time to do the Bikas Chomets in this situation. And therefore, Lefab Miyesh Tol Harbi Chadorim Livdok, and there's a lot to do, and it's going to take him a long time, and he's fasting all day, then Rosh HaLisod Kod Medika, and he can't go and eat before the Medika that we learned previously. So what should he do in this situation? Yitom Ma'at Kodim Medika. He's allowed to taste a little bit before the Medika, or Yitzav La'ach Livdok Vem Yochelu. Or he can ask somebody else to do the bedikah for him, and he can eat. Even if he does this, the issue foot number 10 reminds us that we learned that you should still participate a little bit because mitzvah bo yosem mivishlucho. And the Shaar HaTzion over here in Os Yud Aleph tells us what is the amount that you're allowed to eat, yitom at. So he says we learned that in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 11, that this would include fruits, possibly a lot of fruits, a little fruits, even though under normal circumstances you can have a lot of fruits, maybe here because of the Badika you should only have a little fruits, you can have a certain amount of bread that's less than a kibetza, and you can even have mazonos as long as you're not kovei asuda on it, ayin in the rest of this footnote. In terms of drinking, however, a person shouldn't drink a lot of intoxicating beverages because shema Yimoshech b'shtiyosu, because that could lead you to drink a lot more. So certainly drinking only a small amount of an alcoholic beverage would be acceptable, no mitzvah to have an alcoholic beverage then at all. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Zayin says that some have the custom in this situation when it's pushed off that they don't have to fast at all. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Sifkot and Zayin that this tainis, the betanis there, she'enu ela min hagah, the whole tainis is only a minhag, kivin d'nidcha, yidcha. Once it's pushed aside, it's pushed aside. He brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Os Yud Beis, ma she'en kim betanis chova, tainis chova, if you couldn't fast, so then you still have to make it up. Then the Ramah says, Hagah, Aval Yesh Lino Kiswa Rishona. We paskin, like the first opinion, that we move it to Thursday, and not that you don't fast at all. And furthermore, he says, V'noagim, the minhag is kisha'av b'chor, if the father is a b'chor, then the mother, ha'em, misana tachas b'no ha'b'chor, shadayin kater. That we'll see in a second, that if the child is unable to fast, he's a katan, so then the father fasts. But if the father is a bechor, then we say that the mother fasts. That's the first opinion that the Rama brings down. But he says, however, v'imena av bechor, if the father's not a bechor, it's the father's responsibility. Hu misana ba'ad b'no atchi yigdal. He goes and fasts for his son until the son gets older. The Mishnah Berurah brings down isiv katan ches, kisha av bechor, if the father is a bechor, and therefore v'taniso ola li'atzmo, he's fasting only for himself. He can't fast for himself and for his son. In this situation, isiv katan tes, ha'ein misana, the mother fast, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down, many disagree with that. Yesh mi'aposkim shekosu de'ein tzrich lasanos, that the woman doesn't have to fast in this situation, the mother doesn't fast, because the tanis of olagam mishul b'no, why can't the father's tanis be for himself as well as for his son who's a b'choris also? And certainly, b'makum shemitzta eretz, yesh lakel, certainly if it's difficult for the woman to fast, the father's fast can be for both of them, for the child as well as for himself, if he's a b'chor. V'chol shekeinim him u'beres, and certainly if the wife is pregnant, ominiko, she's nursing, umitztaeres ben atinus, and it's difficult for her to fast, certainly yesh lahakil, she certainly shouldn't fast, ap im ein lo baal, even if she doesn't have a husband, she's sana b'shul b'no, she still doesn't have to fast in that situation. V'chein yoledes, if she just gave birth, so kol shloshim yom, in the first 30 days after the birth, ein lo lasano savur b'chol gabdi, he brings down from the achronim, certainly she doesn't fast in that situation. However, he says, ochein, if her custom was, yeah, my husband is Bechor, so he fasts for himself, and I'll be more than happy to take upon myself fasting for my Bechor son. So if she made this commitment, have a neder, then it's like a neder, a vow, and if she doesn't want to continue doing this, she has to do Ataras Nedarim. The issue footnote number 12 brings down, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that's only if she really made a commitment at the beginning that this is going to be a vow that she's undertaking to fast always for her son. So then she has to fast until the son grows up, unless she does Ataras Nedarim. Then the Rama said that you fast this way until the child grows up. So Sif Katan Yud is a very, very important Sif with many, many, many Dershu footnotes. So Achi Yigdal. So number one, Dershu footnote number 13 brings down, if somebody has two children that are both Kitanim, and both of them Bechoros, one is from wife number one, and one is from wife number two, so his Tanis can go for both of them. Nebuch, he brings down from Rav Nissen Karol Tzatzal, that if one of the children, Nebuch, is a shota, the child is never going to be a bardas, so then the father has to fast for this child as long as the child is alive. It doesn't go away when the child is bar mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkon Yud, and he says, Uva'ot shalun esmalu levno shloshim yom, if a man just had a baby, mazel tov, within 30 days of tanis b'choros, ein tzarech l'sanis b'shvilo, you don't have to go fast on behalf of that child. Now we ask the famous question, what about making a siyum, making a sudas mitzvah, and this way there would be no obligation to fast because you ate at the sudas mitzvah and that would work for you for the rest of the day as well. So this, he says, is totally binag makomos. There are many different customs over here. Two major ones that he brings down. Yesh makomos, he brings down, there are those that have the custom, this is the name of various achronim, shenogul hachmer, they're very machmer over here. And therefore, ulefizeh, according to this custom, imro tzalechol al sudas pidgin aben or bris mila, if the person is invited to a sudas pidgin aben or bris mila and he wants to eat there, so tzarech hatar, then he has to do hataras nedarim because damina choshev kumo neder, because this fast of tanis b'choros that he's been doing all these years is like a neder and he needs hataras nedarim. And this is accepting levad hamoel vasanduk v'avi abein, the three bali simcha for the bris, they don't need to do hataras nedarim, yicholim lechol af b'li hatarah. Even without Hataras Nedarim, these Bali Simcha, the Moel, the Sandik, and the Avi Abein, they don't have to fast, even they don't have to do Hataras Nedarim. In the Chafetz Chaim, in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Tezayin, he brings down over here, V'chein yochel lechol shom mishem es'aneb ad b'no ha'bechor, av she'inunum bali abris. He brings down that if you're only fasting on behalf of your son, you can also do this over here without Hataras Nedarim. Why? The Yontif Shalem Hu. Because the Bali Abris over here, it's a Yontif for them, and therefore they're allowed to go and eat even without Hataras Nedarim. But according to this machmir opinion, afal pikein, even though they're allowed to eat, they have to make up the fast. Tzrichim lefro tanis achar pesach. After Pesach, they have to fast. They're not fasting on tanis b'choros. They have to do a makeup fast. That's the more machmir opinion. Then he brings down the yesh makom shenogu b'chorim l'chokil. There is a more makel opinion, which I would dare say is a very, very commonly observed opinion, that you can be makel over here, v'lecho b'sudas mitzvah, and the b'chorim can eat any sudas mitzvah, including a siyum, which we'll talk about, and therefore they don't have to make it up, and that is permissible l'chatchila. And he says, this is in fact, the Mishnah Berurah himself says that this is a very commonly accepted kula over here that congregations have accepted. The lechol af besuda siyum meseches, and even if it's not a pidgin aben or a bris mila, but it's just a siyum on a mesechta, that is also acceptable. And even if the Bechor is not the one making the siyum, he's just attending the siyum, that's acceptable. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Mikol Makom, since over here, Kivin She'etzel HaMasayim Hu Sudas Mitzvah, since the person making the Siyim, it's a Sudas Mitzvah for him, so everybody can attend Mitzdarfin L'Sudas. So other people who weren't Masayim can go and attend this as well. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, V'aminog She'meskapsim HaMasayim Kodim She'Siyim. Everybody gathers to the person who's making the Siyim before he does the Siyim, U'Masayim L'Fnei Masechas, and the Masayim concludes the Masechta in front of everybody, all the Bechorim and other people that are listening over there, Vishomim, and they listen, U'Mitztarfim, Imo, B'Siyumo, and they listen, and hopefully they understand, that's critical, as we'll see in some of the Dershu footnotes, and they listen to the Siyim, and then everybody goes, V'Achakach Osin Suda, everybody can go and enjoy the meal. Now, there's a tremendous amount to say over here on the Dershu footnotes, but I want to make sure that we finish the Mechaber, so we'll stop at this point over here. Before we do the Dershu footnotes, we'll do Sif Gimel in the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, Ha'istinus misana be'er Pesach kideshi yochal matzah l'tiyavon. The Mechaber tells us a very important rule. A person who's an istinus, what's an istinus? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kon Yadalav tells us, Pirush, ish mefunak, a very delicate person. She'im yochal Bayom, if he were to eat on Erev Pesach during the day, ain't no lecho b'layla. He has a small stomach. If he eats during the day, he's not going to be hungry at night. He won't eat the matzah l'teyavon, he won't eat the maror, etc. And therefore, such a person, that he should be careful not to eat a lot during the day, so he should misana, he should fast, so to say, on Erev Pesach, even if he's not a Bechor, in order that he should be able to eat the matzah l'teyavon. The Mishnah Berurah points out what happens when Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Nirudim chol Erev Pesach b'Shabbos. In that situation, ein kedai litchos legamrei su the Shabbos. Then eat something. Don't totally push aside and fast all Shabbos. B'shul zeh, because of this, that you want to eat the matzah b'teyavon. Rak shizor lechomat, only eat a little bit. Let's say sidei sudas mitzvah levad. And this way you'll be yotzei the sudas mitzvah properly on Shabbos as well as on Matzah Shabbos, which is the first Seder. And that's why those that make Shalosh Shudas every Shabbos and they want to do Shalosh Shudas in this situation and every Pesach Kol Yosef Shabbos is a whole separate discussion on how to do that. And certainly you do your Shalosh Shudas, whatever it is, earlier in the day, not in late in the day like we might normally do it, because you want to make sure that you're eating the Suda L'Teyavon. That concludes the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurahs over here for this beautiful Siman. But now we have a lot of Dershu footnotes, so let's try to go through as many as we can. We'll go in order. Dershu footnote number 14, he brings down. Lini Naseris Mei Tshuva, Vimei Tainis Beis Hei Beis, Shir Ben Bris Mila. If a Bris Mila comes out on those, the Ramah brings down in Simen Tov Kuf Samaches, She Mitzvah Afal Anogim Lestanus Behem. Even people that normally fast on the Beis Hei Beis or during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, they can participate in this Sudas Mitzvah and they don't have to do HaTorah Sedarim because Ba'ofen Zeh Lo Nogu L'Sanos, the Minog to fast on those days never was if there's a Bris Mila. The issue footnote number 15 says there are many other dinim that are specific for the Bali Bris that are different than everybody else, as we'll learn in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Kufin and Tess. For example, a tainis on Tisha B'Av that's pushed aside, and that's a day for a Bris Mila. So you make the Bris Mila after Mincha, so they're allowed to go and wash up and eat because it's a Nidcha tainis. He also brings down as well that in regards to saying Tachlum by Mincha, the Bali Brisim don't say Tachlum by Mincha, even if they've already finished the Sudas Mitzvah and benched. What about a chosin during the 7 days of Sheva Brachos, the Shiva Simei HaMishta? So Rav Azaz Zatzal, as well as Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, both bring down She'enu Masana Tanis Bechoros. If that falls out, you got married in the 7 days before Pesach, so then if you're in the Sheva Brachos period of time, you don't fast on Tanis Bechoros. And he adds over here, Sha'tainis Tafriya Lola Mitzvaso. And this is true even if you're not over here making Sheva Brachos, because you're not going to be able to fulfill your proper mitzvahs of the being Mesameach your wife and being with your wife because the Tanis may upset you. The issue foot number 16 brings down from the Pri Chodosh, Shenira Shelo Kiblu Aleim Tainizu El Aldashim Tiara Sudas Mitzvah Yuchlo Lecho Ba. The whole idea why you, a Siyam or a Pigeon of Ben or Bris works is because you never accepted upon yourself Tainis Bechorus in this situation. And therefore, Hameko Lecho Ba below Hataras Adarim Lohifsin. And therefore, even if you didn't do Hataras Adarim, you're okay because you never really accepted the Tainis in those situations. And he says, a Sudas Pigeon of Ben that's not done Bismano. So the Chayyadim brings down that the Minig in Vilna from the based upon the Vilna Gaon, was the Bechorus Ochlin by Erev Pesach. That is good even for Erev Pesach. Dershu foot number 17 brings down, why are we Mekel today? Why does the Mishnah Berurah follow the second opinion and say we're Mekel today? So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down because everybody's weaker today. And also, on Erev Pesach, there's a lot of stuff going on. And therefore, Achilas Hamara Belaila Eino Yafa Labrios. And also, that the Mara is going to upset a person and he's fasting if he eats it. So therefore, we're all considered over here as being unable to fast on Erev Pesach, and therefore we're allowed to. And we can somech on the fact that Tainis Bechorus is not mentioned in the Gemara. And also, the Maskona from the Yerushalmi is Eino Tzorich Lasanos in these situations. And lamino gapi mesechah sofrim. It's brought down mesechah sofrim, and therefore, if you have extenuating circumstances, you don't have to fast. What is considered a siyum mesechta? So the issue footnote 18 brings down from the Stipler Gaon that you have to learn it with Rashi and Tosos. But if you just read it, so that doesn't count if you don't understand it. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. She says kedei lasu siyum sorach lohavin is kol sugyus hamesechta. He says it doesn't have the absolute depth of understanding. You have to know every Rishon and Achron on the Masechta, but he says you have to understand it. Shuvus Olitzion says you have to read Gemara and Rashi at least. If somebody's very, very smart and they're able to learn a Masechta in a day, especially a short Masechta, so the Mincha Yitzchak, Dayin Weiss, that's how it brings down. That's a perfectly good Sudas Mitzvah. That's a Siyum Masechta because he learned it properly, even though it took him only a short period of time. What about all the censored pieces of the Gemara? So the Eretz Tzvi brings down Pesach. You can rely upon this that even though there's some censored pieces that are missing, since you don't really expect to learn them, that's considered learning most of the Masechta or all of the Masechta, and it's a perfectly good Siyum. What happens if you didn't learn it all out loud? You said some of it in your mind. So the Shelos Shuvas Or Lutzion says even if you miss the small pieces over here, it's considered a good Siyum over here. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that you learned the most of the Masechta and you learned it in the proper depth. So over here, that's considered a Siyum Masechta. What happens if you learn the Masechta out of order? You didn't learn the Prakim 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You learned the 6th parak, then you learned the 3rd parak, but you learned the entire Masechta. So Dayan Weiss, that's how, brings down the Mitzvah Yitzchak. That's also considered the Siyum over here because you're happy. And the whole idea is the happiness of finishing the Masechta that makes it into a Sudas Mitzvah. And this is also the opinion of Shelos Shuvas Or Lutzion. What happens if a bunch of people divided Masechta? Reuven learned the 1st parak, Shimon learns the 2nd parak, etc. So Yashiv says that's not good for a Siyum Masechta on Erev Pesach. Then he says, what about a Masechta that doesn't have Gemara? It's just Mishnayis. So Shelos Shuvas Or Lutzion says that's not good to make a Masechta on Tanis Bechoros. However, he says a Masechta that only has a little bit of Gemara, like Talmud, that's okay. And this is also the opinion of the Stipler Gaon Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal. What about learning a Sefer of Tanakh? So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Nigros Moshe says that's also considered a Sudas Mitzvah as long as you learned it properly with appropriate Perushim and not by somebody that's making up their own Perushim, Rachmana Litzlan, as unfortunately sometimes Bible critics do. So he says that wouldn't count. But if you're learning it with a good Perush, you're learning with Rashi, you're learning with other Perushim, that's perfectly good. And this is also the opinion of Rav Azaz Zatzal. He also brings down from the Elevith Lo Shlomo, from the Marshal, Sha'inu Rakim Lomad, it's a Navi Lefi Tumo V'Siyim Erev Pesach. This type of a Siyim is only good if the Navi, you happen to be learning it, and you happen to finish it on Erev Pesach. But to do a Siyim on Navi, and have it be designed that you'll finish it, and be Mesayim it on Erev Pesach, he says that's not right. For a Mesechta, you could do that. You say, I'm going to learn this Mesechta and finish it on Erev Pesach. That's allowed, but not for Nach. The issue footnote 19 brings down if a Bechor is participating in the Siyam as a participant, not as the one who is Messiah, he has to listen to the Siyam and to understand it. If a Katan makes the Siyam, that's perfectly good. Other people can be Mishtati with the Katan. That is a perfectly good Siyam on a Masechta. The issue footnote number 20 brings down what happens if you're eating later on in your house. Is that allowed? So he says yes. Once it's a day of a Siyam, of a Simcha, then you can eat the rest of the day as well. But you can't eat before the Siyam, but for a Bris, the Bali Bris can eat before the Bris Mila. The Siyam, though, the Minchas Yitzchak does bring down, has to be done during the daytime, except maybe under the extenuating circumstances we pointed out before, when the Tanis is Nidchet to Thursday, maybe you could do it Wednesday night, but normally the Siyam has to be done during the daytime. The issue foot number 21 brings down, what about listening to the Siyam on a telephone? So Shlomo Zalman says, B'shas Adchak, that would be acceptable. The issue footnote number 22 discusses, can you speed up the learning of a Masechta to go and finish it? So some say yes, some say no. The ones that say yes, because you're learning Torah, so that's perfectly good. If you're speeding it up, that's okay. In fact, such a person is called Zoriz V'niskar Shehikdim Atzalah Mitzvah. He did the mitzvah faster. However, Ach B'tnai Shlo Yigara Me'ese Kalima, but don't finish it up so fast that you're not learning it properly. Then it wouldn't be good. What about somebody, Baruch Hashem, he learns a lot of Masechtas, but normally doesn't make a Siyam. So he's allowed to go and make a Siyam during these days as well. Noagim L'Hakob was there. Even though he normally doesn't make a Siyam, here he'd be allowed to make a Siyam. The issue footnote number 23 says, what about somebody that wasn't Mishtativ in the Siyam? So if they send food to his house, also lo lechol mehem. You can't just eat it. You weren't participating in the Siyam, you can't go and eat it. However, if you ate a little bit at the Suda, then you can continue eating the rest of the day. What happens if you heard the Siyam, but you didn't eat at that Suda? So there is an opinion from the Shelos Shuvas Or Lutzion, Sheino Rasha Lahafsik as a Tanik, that doesn't break apart your fast, but there is a more makel opinion brought down by the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss Zatzal, that Lechatchila you should have eaten at the Suda Smitzel, but if you didn't, since you heard the Siyam, you're okay. And this is also the opinion of other Gedolim as well. What about if the Messiah doesn't eat at the Suda? So Shlomo Zalman says, that's also it's a perfectly acceptable Siyam. Mikoma Kamutu Lishar Mishtatim Lechobo, everybody else can eat there as well. What about a person that didn't hear the Siyam, but he goes to the Suda? So the Stipler Gaon says, that counts, b'di'evet, you should have heard the Siyam, but if you didn't hear the Siyam, as long as you're eating at the Suda of the Siyam, that would be good, b'di'evet. And there's also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz, that's all. The Ben Ish Chai, however, seems to say, no, you have to hear the Siyam, if you're not the Messiah, and if you didn't hear the Siyam, then you can't eat. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman that says you have to hear the Siyam. What about it? Achnosa Sefer Torah, Ksiva Sefer Torah. So Yashiv Zatzal brings down Shagam Bechor Shlo Kosav Osb Sefer Torah. Even if the Bechor didn't write any of the letters, Akoponim Kisha Erev Pesach Kol B'Shabbos Rashoy Hu Lishtativ B'Sudas Siyam. In this situation, he could be Mishtativ in such a Siyam. Finally, anybody that assists in the preparations for this Sudas Siyam, even if they didn't hear the Siyam, is also allowed to eat at this Siyam. And the Shelus Chuvus Minchas Yitzchak adds over here, Im Lo Yob Eisa Siyam, Ubefrat Yesh Lachal Bezeh L'Inyan Tanis B'Choros. Certainly you can rely upon this for Tanis B'Choros. With this, we conclude this beautiful Siman and today's Shir.